Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. So, Arisha, fame is a fickle beast.
Yeah, Lockhart said it best.
Who? Professor Lockhart. Who's the hat?
Harry Potter reference.
Oh, my God.
Another killer reference in an episode of Rich and Daily.
Every time you mention Harry Potter, my clit shrivels into my body. But listen, one minute people love you, and then the next they're on TikTok sharing stories about what an asshole you are to everyone, you know?
Yeah, there's a very, very, very thin line between love and hate.
There is. There really is. Yeah. And right now, Jennifer Lopez is getting a lot of hate from people online. She's got new music and a new documentary out, and she is getting absolutely dragged.
She is. And if you can believe it, Brooke is not at the helm of it.
I know.
But it does look like the online hate is affecting ticket sales for her upcoming tour. And I don't mean in a good way.
No. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Friday, April 5th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If you've been keeping up with Even the Rich, you've heard us talking about Monopoly Go.
That's right. And we're going to keep talking about it. So playing Monopoly Go with your family and friends is truly a delight.
Yeah, there's always something new to do, like partner events where you build on each other's boards, crazy tournaments where you can recruit your friends, or competitions to outdo them on the leaderboards.
And we love competition.
Yeah, we do.
Too much. And if you want to play solo, there's timed events like obscenely massive multipliers for all your winnings and challenges like treasure hunts or money sprees. It's honestly a really great pastime.
Exactly. Compete with your friends and people all around the world to be the biggest Monopoly tycoon on the leaderboards. So join the fun and download Monopoly Go now, free on the App Store and Google Play. This episode is brought to you by Saks.com.
Richies, you know we love to shop, so it's only fitting that today's sponsor is Saks.com. Saks.com is the perfect place to find new style inspiration.
Yeah, Saks.com has everything for your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for brunch, a bright Chloe blazer for that job interview, or Staud's gold cowboy boots for a concert.
These are all such different vibes, and literally all vibes I would love to be a part of, so that's fun.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Saks.com.
Give me that hot goss.
You know I can't get enough.
I love that shit.
You know I can't get enough.
You love that shit.
You know I can't get enough.
Give me all that shit.
That is a little bit of Jennifer Lopez's song Can't Get Enough off her latest album, This Is Me, .. Now.
That's how she says it, .. Now.
It's the dumbest album title I've ever heard in my life. It's stupid. I hate it.
I wish I had an arsenal of bad album titles in my pocket, but I don't even know good album titles. So.
Yeah, I know. So that album dropped in February. And while Jen sings that she can't get enough, it looks like a lot of people have had maybe too much, I think is fair to say.
We've done Ben getting enough.
Yeah. So J-Lo has pulled out all the stops to promote this new album. She's done tons of interviews. She released an hour-long movie that's basically a bunch of music videos kind of strung together with scenes. Yeah. It's weird. And then, of course, the new album. And the movie features a bunch of celebrity cameos like Neil deGrasse Tyson and Jane Fonda. But this enormous push to get her new music out there does not seem to be connecting with critics or audiences.
I got to say, if somebody's like, think of two celebrities that you would expect to see together, never would Neil and Jane Fonda be in that
group. No, it's an interesting pair.
Yeah, quite a range. Okay, well, let's start with the album sales. In the first week of its release, it only sold 14,000 copies, which is barely a third of the amount of listeners we have every day for this show, I'm sure.
I was going to say, how are you going to tie this into us somehow?
Give or take. But her album came in at 38 on the Billboard Top 200. So not a great number for
that
debut.
Doesn't sound terrible to me.
Well, yeah, but when your album just comes out, you want it to be at least in the top five, I would think.
I guess.
Especially if you have a name like J-Lo. This isn't some no-name musician.
Okay, what if you have a voice like J-Lo?
Well, therein lies the crux. And, you know, the lack of love for her music seems to be extending to the lack of love for her movie. Because nobody seems to know how to categorize it. It's not a full-length movie. It doesn't really feel like a visual album, you know, like Beyoncé's Lemonade. Like, there was very clearly this unique way of making music in movie form.
Yeah.
But J-Lo's movie just sort of lives in the middle somewhere as a weird mix of the two.
Mm-hmm.
And then the critics are also confused about the project. Vox called it the most J-Lo thing J-Lo's ever done.
Uh-huh.
Not necessarily a compliment. Like, if somebody was like, this is the most Arisha thing Arisha's ever done, it's not a compliment.
No, absolutely not.
It's more of an insult.
It's you falling asleep in a puddle of milk.
Okay. Well, that just sounds lovely.
Clinching a diary that says Arisha and enter whatever last name of the crush you have this week.
There's like six names to put there.
I know.
But yeah, all of this is very true. Exactly.
I couldn't paint a clearer picture of you.
I know. You really couldn't. And J-Lo's suffering in her own way. But Vox also called it a bonkers, star-studded musical biopic fantasia mess, which it's a lot of adjectives.
That sounds like something we should get high and watch.
A fantasia mess? Oh.
No, this.
J-Lo's? Yeah. I'm down. Thursday.
Is there a way to stream it without helping her in some way?
We got to bootleg my neighbor's internet, I assume.
Perfect.
The Guardian called the songs overproduced and underwritten, stuck in the early 2000s, which isn't the worst thing to be in the 2000s. That music's fun.
We love the 2000s. It's nostalgic.
I do love the 2000s, yeah. The Guardian also said the visuals of the movie also looked dated.
Hmm.
On the positive side, not all negative. Uh-huh. Slant said that Jen's lack of cynicism in her mini movie is admirable. And Variety said the film is probably the closest Jen will ever get to being knowable as an incredibly famous person.
So J-Lo has released more lately than just the album and the movicle, which I'm calling it. There's also her documentary, The Greatest Love Story Never Told. And it's a behind-the-scenes look at Jen producing the album and the movie. And according to Variety, she put $20 million of her own money into making all three projects, but technically, $10 million of that was tips that she stole from servers and bartenders.
Here we go.
So,
we all knew it was coming.
So many people paid for this. And just
it's
like
all
her
our
new
projects.
Yeah. And none of us are proud of it. Let's say that. So, just like her new music, the doc hasn't exactly been a huge hit either. And Richies, if you haven't seen the doc, there is still a pretty good chance you've seen this moment, which has gone viral.
I like taking my hair out like this. It reminds me like when I was 16 in the Bronx, running up and down the block. That crazy little girl who used to be wild and no limits, all dreams and
this is just the perfect example of how can we possibly be expected to take celebrities seriously.
I know.
How does she take herself seriously?
She,
if I saw this footage and I had done this, I would cut myself off. I'd be like, that's it. No more privileges.
The problem is that she takes herself too seriously to the point where we can't take it even remotely seriously.
Yeah, I mean, her from the block shit needs to be done with. But Richies, if you can believe it, J-Lo's getting absolutely dragged for the clip where she's really connecting to her roots with wild-looking hair, which is like, come on. Everyone's hair looks like that when you take it out of a scrunchie.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, this reminds me of little Brooke running around Bradford, PA.
This reminds me of me right now when I take my hair down after we record.
Yeah.
But people have reshared the video and criticized Jen for trying to get us all to buy that she's still Jenny from the Block. Even when she was singing Jenny from the Block, she wasn't Jenny from the Block anymore.
No.
Someone on TikTok stitched the video and said, I understand that you're trying to milk this whole I'm humble, I'm from the hood thing. This story doesn't really work for you anymore. Just stop. Agree. It doesn't work. Let it go.
It hasn't worked since she was one of the fly girls.
I know. I just the
it's
idea.
Like, come on.
It's like, do you you spent $20 million on these very self-involved projects. You're not from the Block. In the comment sections of the original video, one person wrote, girl, we're tired. That person is all of us. Mm-hmm. Another person wrote, the Block deserves royalties at this point. And I could not agree more.
They're like, girl, we're tired. And she's like, not as tired as I was as a little girl running around the streets with my wild hair. So there doesn't seem to be a lot of love for J-Lo's new music, her movie, or the documentary. And from the looks of it, there's not a whole lot of love for her upcoming tour either. So back in February, she announced that she'd be hitting the road in June for the first time in 5 years with her This Is Me .. tour. But even that seems to be in trouble.
Yeah. I wonder if she was like, saw all that Taylor Swift was doing. I was like, I want that. I'm going to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. I can definitely do that. Yeah.
Yeah. I know we did that. We're like, we saw that. We're like, we're going to go on tour. We're going to do the same thing. We're going to boost the economies of local communities. Exactly. Easy peasy.
Yeah.
But Variety reported that ticket sales have been so low for Jennifer's upcoming tour that, according to Ticketmaster, they've already had to cancel 7 dates in cities like Cleveland, Atlanta, Nashville, and Houston.
If you got to cancel an event in Cleveland, give up.
I know. What else is there to do?
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and a J-Lo show. Like, what else are you going to do?
Yeah.
A Cavs game?
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is like, we're still open. We'll even do a discount.
The Rock and Roll
show
Hall
us your canceled J-Lo tickets and we'll get
10% off.
For 10% off. A source did tell Billboard that the cancellations actually had nothing to do with ticket sales. They said it was just a routing issue and that new shows would be announced soon. So, TBD.
Uh-huh.
And now it looks like J-Lo is trying to pump up interest and hype her tour by rebranding it. She's changed the name to This Is Me .. Live/The Greatest Hits.
Yeah. And the person that does the marquee outside of the theater was like, are you kidding me?
They're like, we don't have these many punctuation pieces. Come on. I can't believe she didn't add an exclamation point after Greatest Hits. But
she,
talk about a hat trick.
She did the right thing. It's a period. It needs to be a period. That's it.
It's not a period. That's the end of the sentence. Period.
No one's going to be like, the greatest hits? It doesn't deserve an exclamation point.
I will say, though, you know, changing the name of the tour looks like a signal to potential ticket buyers that the focus of the show will actually be more on her big hits and less on her new music.
She should have changed it to This Is Me .. singing songs from the Selena movie, because that's all anyone cares about. That's when she was at the top.
I would go if she was reenacting clips from The Wedding Planner.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that Dunkin' Donuts commercial that you love so much.
Oh, I would go for that too, of course. That would just be like the intermission performance.
Yeah. So, Arisha, looks like Jenny from the block is not feeling a lot of love from people right now. What do you think about all of this?
I just think we've all been really hard on her, and I think it's time that we lay off.
Yeah, definitely.
She's had a really hard life. She's from the block.
That's true.
I don't think we're respecting that enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sick of it. And I know you have this vendetta against this poor Leo performer, and it's got to stop today.
You know what? This tour would have been better if she hired Virgo dancers. That's what happened. All the dancers suck because they're not Virgos.
Yeah, that's why people aren't buying tickets.
She's like, I shouldn't have let them go. Messed it all up.
No, but I think that sometimes, you know, celebrities get really big. And this is an example of somebody I think who's too big for her britches. It's like, I don't think this is not something anybody wants or needs.
Mm-hmm.
She is not relatable. And I don't think is aware of how unrelatable she is.
Yeah.
And honestly, sometimes I like when people with hubris like this get a little bit humbled. I think we need more of it.
And I love that, like, because I keep seeing, like, posts about, like, why does everyone hate J-Lo all of the sudden? And every time there's someone in the comments that's like, this has been going on for forever.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't new.
Yeah.
And someone's always like, don't you remember her taking tips from servers? Like,
that
comes up. Yep. And it's always me with my 6 burner accounts. But no, people are saying that every time.
Yeah.
And it's like, and people on TikTok are sharing their stories about having run-ins with her. And literally none of them are good.
Yeah. Well, it's just kind of like, especially in this day and age, because celebrities are so accessible in terms of social media, where it's just you need, and you know, it's your life, do whatever you want. But if you're going to expect us to spend money on you, you gotta treat us kindly.
Yeah.
Especially coming from a community where so much of us are servers or have been servers.
Yes.
Don't take our money.
That's rule number one, really, if we're being honest. Like, and people will always sniff out a phony. It might take a while, but we're gonna feel it when you're a phony.
The nose knows.
And this, it caught up with her. Yeah. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you like our show, please give us a 5-star rating and a review, and be sure to tell your friends.
You can follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
Our theme song is by Gems. Scott Velasquez is the music supervisor for Freesound Sync.
Peter Johansson is our senior producer. Our writer-producers are Michaela Myers and Liam Garrow.
Our sound engineers are John Lloyd and Sam Ada.
Our video producer is Chris Kirk.
Tina Rubio and Marshall Louie are the executive producers for Wondery.
And we're on video. You can watch our full episodes on YouTube on the Wondery channel.
Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode.
Have a great weekend, Richies. See you Monday.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.